Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we will discuss the contribution of Virginia Woolf to the field of modern literary criticism. Now Virginia Woolf is also a novelist, but in this lecture we will just discuss her contribution to the field of literary criticism. And there is a very famous work by her, it's an essay, okay? It's called Modern Fiction, okay? Modern Fiction, which was published in 1919. And then later on it was also revised in 1925. And in this essay, Woolf attacked the materialists, okay, quote unquote materialists, who wrote about superficial rather than spiritual or luminous experiences. And this essay is a criticism of writers and literature from the previous generation, writers of the previous generation. And it also acts as a guide for writers of modern fiction and to write what they feel and not what society or publishers want them to write. And there is a very famous quotation from modern fiction. I'll just quote this quote. Examine for a moment an ordinary mind on an ordinary day. The mind receives a myriad impressions, trivial, fantastic, evanescent, or engraved with the sharpness of steel. And then there are few more lines, and finally the line comes, if a writer were a free man and not a slave, if he could write what he chose, not what he must, if he could base his work upon his own feelings and not upon convention, there would be no plot, no comedy, no tragedy, no love interest or catastrophe in the accepted style, and perhaps not a single button sewn on as the Bond Street tailors would have it, unquote. So just consider these few words. She talks about no plot, no comedy, no tragedy, and also highlights the point that on a single day, on any ordinary day, the mind of a human being receives a myriad impressions, trivial, fantastic, evanescent. So instead of writing about what society wants writers to write, or what ethics tell them to write, or what morality tells them to write, why not just talk about the mind? Because there are so many things going on in the mind that we can also write about all of that. So this is the idea of Virginia Woolf as to how fiction should be written. And in this essay, The Modern Fiction, Virginia Woolf takes issue with those Edwardian novelists writing in the early years of the 20th century, who in some ways might be seen as relics of the 19th century realism. And you know, she targets specifically three writers. One, Arnold Bennett. Second, John Galsworthy. And third, H.G. Wells, the one who is famous for science fiction. Virginia Woolf targets all of these three writers and says that all of these are materialists, okay, materialists, because of their preoccupation with predictable and plausible plots and their interest in describing the exterior details. For example, clothes of a character, furniture in a room. And what Woolf wants is that writers should write fiction about what is going on in the heads of their characters, what is going on in the minds of the characters. And if we read the novel Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf, it is something which uses the stream of consciousness narrative technique. And you know, it keeps on talking about what is going on in the mind of Mrs. Dalloway, and it keeps on talking about what is going on in the minds of different characters. Peter Walsh is there, then Sally Seton, that character, is there. So this is the idea of Virginia Woolf with respect to fiction. And furthermore, she says that the writers need to turn away from the material and instead embrace what she calls the spiritual in order to make fiction new and relevant. And in this same essay, Modern Fiction, there are few writers which Virginia Woolf praises and approves of. For example, Thomas Hardy and Joseph Conrad. Matlab, Virginia Woolf praises these two writers as well as one more writer, Russian writer Anton Chekhov. Okay? Because the writings of these writers, as per Virginia Woolf, conforms to the standards or the expectations of Virginia Woolf and the way Woolf wanted writers to write fiction. And with respect to Thomas Hardy and Joseph Conrad, she praises them for moving away from such traditional realism or materialism in fiction in favor of a newer and more subjective and psychological mode of English fiction. And Virginia Woolf also mentions a short story by Anton Chekhov with the title Gusev. Okay, of course she praises Anton Chekhov, but specifically she also mentions a short story written by him called Gusev. G-U-S-E-V. Now, and in this short story, nothing happens. Okay, the story is based on mood and character rather than action or plot. So in this short story, Anton Chekhov uses a impressionistic and psychologically focused mode of writing. Okay, this is the mode of writing which Anton Chekhov uses. So from an exam point of view, just remember the name of these writers which Virginia Woolf approves of or praises and also disapproves of. Matlab, kiske khilaf bolti hain ye and kisko praise karti hain. Remember both of these because questions kisi pe bhi ban sakte hain.